Hey there. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Del Mar. I am Eddie the Hat. Thank you for joining us on Sunday, August 7th. And in just a moment, we're going to be going over today's card out at Del Mar. 11 races, first post at 2 p.m. So don't be late because we're going to be looking for you. All right. The pick six, the news yesterday. Wow. Was I totally off with the I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I could probably say it's partially due to my age and the time of the podcast yesterday, but I think I said something ridiculous that the pick six pool could be approaching $1.5 million, maybe $2 million. Well, I think it was closer to five when all was said and done. Just tells you the power of the carryover. And, of course, we all know that, you know, yesterday it was over $500,000 going in, and the bettors enthusiastically added to it. So congratulations to the winners. Took down $6,600 for the pick six when all was said and done. You know, for 20 cents, getting a return of $6,600. Now, I know that probably the winning tickets weren't on a 20-cent ticket, but, I mean, it happens. You know, you get, occasionally you'll get grandmothers that are betting numbers and they get lucky. But whatever the amount was of your ticket, I guess what I'm trying to say is for 20 cents, you can't really not get involved in betting the pick six, even if you put in a $30, $25, $30, $40 ticket. You're still playing some combinations that if you do your handicapping that, you know, you've got a, you know, pretty good chance of hitting it. So anyway, congratulations to everybody who took part. We did, but we didn't get in on that $6,600 payoff. I'm just going to tell you right now. Anyway, but will we try again today? Yeah, probably. And we do like the card today. And yesterday, well, you know, not a great day, except for Vasco coming home for us at over $20. That was a nice hit. But, you know, the bottom line is like I've said before, this is really good racing at Del Mar. The field sizes, the competitiveness of the races, when you line 12 horses up in a gate, you know, this is what you get. You get some decent payoffs, you get some decent returns, and it's fun. It is actually fun when you're handicapping these races. So I hope that we can continue with the momentum that Del Mar is offering right now with the quality of racing, because it's certainly a lot of fun to handicap. We haven't looked ahead at Thursdays yet. I know the past performances are out. They are in my email mailbox as we speak. However, I haven't even looked at them yet. Haven't even printed them yet. But I will be doing that this afternoon, looking ahead. And I think, you know, probably we're looking at an 8-race card with first post at 2 on Thursday. So anyway, just a heads up that if you find yourself with some time later on this afternoon, or maybe right now before post time, the past performances are available to be printed up and you can start your handicapping early. That's what we like to do so that we stay ahead and that we're not rushed. Fridays will be drawn today. So, you know, you've got some work to do, and so get to it. If you need help, horseracing-selections.com. And check us out. Hopefully we're going to start picking it up. We had a, you know, we didn't have a really good day Friday. We had a, you know, not a great day yesterday. But guys, like I tell you, you can't win every single day. And if you expect to, you're in the wrong business. It's just not going to happen. And unlike sports betting, you can have two or three bad days in a row and then totally uncork on one day and you'll be back in the black. So a little bit harder to do that with sports betting, with the odds the way they're set up, but horse racing is that way. So if you've had a bad couple of days like we have, don't get discouraged. Just, you know, keep your nose to the grindstone and things will turn around. So, all right, let's get to the jockeying and trainer standings for today, coming into today. Kind of surprised that Rispoli hasn't closed the gap a little bit. Juan Hernandez is kind of sneaking away. He's got 19 wins from 73 starters with a 26% win percentage. Umberto Rispoli sitting second, 11 wins, 56 starters at 20%. Joe Bravo, 9 wins, 35 starters, 26%. Ramon Vasquez, 8 wins from 64 starters, 13%. And Hector Barrios is now in the top 5, tied with Edwin Maldonado. Hector Barrios has got 5 wins, 16 starters, 31%. Yeah, remember we talked about that at a podcast. Look for jockeys that have a high win percentage, all right? Because to me, and this is just my opinion, but I think it, you know, it plays out. When a jockey has a high win percentage, when you see their name, you might not see their name, obviously, in every single race, like Hernandez and Cedillo. Those guys are workaholics. But when you see a jockey with a high win percentage, it means two things. Number one, he's not getting the opportunities that he should be getting. Or number two is he's very selective of who he rides. And it always plays out when you see a jockey like Hector Barrios with 31%. You better pay attention when you see his name in the entries. And Edwin Maldonado is tied with him. He's got 47 starters at 11%. All right, let's turn the page. Get to the trainers. We have Phil D'Amato, 8 wins, 54 starts, 15%. Peter Miller, 7 wins, 43 starters, 16%. Bob Baffert with 7 wins, 27 starters, 26%. Doug O'Neill also with 7 wins, 44 starters, 16%. And George Papapodromou, 5 wins, 37 starters, 14%. Papapodromou, that might be kind of tough to pronounce if you've at a bar and you've had a few. But anyway, great guy. I mean, he's a big teddy bear. If you don't know him, if you haven't had an opportunity to meet him, very, very nice guy. And it's nice to see that he's having a good meeting at Del Mar. Guy can train, but doesn't have, you know, a large barn like some of the other guys. So when you see him doing well like this, a guy like George, it's always always rewarding. All right. No pick six carryover today, obviously. So, again, congratulations to those who participated and especially those who won yesterday with the pick six. First post is at 2 today. Also, just want to remind everybody our podcast schedule. We are currently doing a podcast every race day, every race morning. So check with us. If you are not following us, the easiest way to do is to follow us wherever you're listening to us at, so that you'll get notified when a new podcast does appear. So every racing morning, and also on Wednesdays, we do our you know, Backstretch Talk podcast, which goes over the Trip and Trouble horses from the previous week. So keep that in mind. Okay, and it's starting. We're starting to get texts, so that must mean it's getting closer to post time, even though it's 20 to 9 right now is when we're doing this podcast. So let's get to it and get everybody going on what is going to be a beautiful day at Del Mar. There's no doubt about that. All right, 5.5 furlongs kicks it off. Maiden claiming. Maiden fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. This is a C-rated race for us. And guys, not a real appealing race, to be all honest with you. Full disclosure, not a race that we're going to get too involved with. And you've got the morning line favorite here of Darling Donna at 5-2. And she's 0-8. Usually, I will, when I'm looking at these horses, when I see horses, maidens that look like they could be a career maiden, when they get 0 for 7, I usually start eliminating them. Because let's face it, if you can't break your maiden in 7 starts, not that, you know, they don't eventually win. A lot of them do. But when you start getting horses that are, you know, 0 for 8, 0 for 9, 0 for 10, 0 for 13, as Mensa on Tap is in this race, it's kind of hard to keep, you know, keep following them, keep releasing them. Emily Ellingwood, the 7-pound apprentice rider, gets the call here for Vladimir Seren. This horse has a race over the course opening weekend. And versus Tougher, $35,000 maiden claiming event. She's in for 20 today. Do you trust her? I don't. But, you know, she's probably the horse to beat. Boisterously Irish, 0 for 5. Mensa on Tap, 0 for 13. The rest of them. An interesting horse in here. I've said this before. When you see a race like this, look for horses that haven't had a lot of opportunity. Horses that haven't proven that they don't want to win or that they can't win. And that's the case here with Noisy Burglar. 6-1 on the morning line. Had a decent debut. At Los Alamitos, how is that form going to transfer to Del Mar? Don't know. Adding Lasix. I guess what I'm trying to tell you, long story short, this is wide open. Good luck. Obviously, on our sheet, which can be found at horseracing-selections.com, we have a 1-2-3 selection and a little bit of an analysis for you, but not a race that we're real, you know, excited about. Turn to the second race, same thing, a C-rated race here, 6 furlongs, starter allowance, and this is for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward, which have started for a claiming price of $50,000 or less, or never won 2 races. Yeah. This is a race, obviously, somebody's going to come out here victorious, somebody's going to cash a ticket, but we don't bet every race, guys. We suggest that you don't as well, because that's the best way to drain your bankroll, is to think, well, I got to bet this race. Don't. This is a race that is wide open. Again, on our sheet, we have a 1-2-3 with a little bit of analysis for you, but this is not a race that we are particularly excited about, and it's wide open. So there you have it. Good luck if you decide to participate, but we're going to probably wait. The third race, Mile on the Turf, maiden special weight for 2-year-olds, and this is a B-rated race here. We do like a horse here rather strongly. We think that this colt is probably going to be able to break through and break his maiden today. And that's the third race. The fourth race, 6 furlongs, a maiden special weight. This is a B- for cowbred, maidens, 3-year-olds and upward. Not a bad race with some opportunity here, I think. You've got a couple of horses in here making their debut, Dad Bod. American Cat. American Cat is interesting to us, debuting with Lasix from the Dean Peterson barn. Kyle Frey is up, and this horse looks to have a little bit of run in him. 6-1 in the morning line. He's obviously one to use. Magnificent Ride, again, is starting to get up there. He's 0 for 6 in the maiden department. Hector Palma, Joe Bravo. Remember, we talked about Joe Bravo with that high win percentage. And then Thornhouse at 5-2. It's a spread race. I think the morning line favorites, the horses that are, you know, low in price, are the ones to beat. But keep in mind that in these races, especially when you've got cagey conditions, sometimes the first-time starters can jump up and win. Glatt and Herrera with Dad Bod would certainly fit that bill, as would American Cat. So good luck in the fourth. The fifth race, Mile and a 16th on the Turf. This is the La Jolla Handicap, Grade 3, $150,000 race. This is a B-plus race for us. And in this feature race, we have Armagnac at 5-2. Stay in Kotai, 6-1. Perfect Flight, 8-1. Sumter, 9-5. And that 9-5 favorite. Cabal Spirit at 5-2. And Brit's Wit at 8-1. short in quantity, but not in quality. You've got a couple of horses in here, Sumter and Armagnac, who are going to be very, very tough to beat for sure. And then Cabo Spirit from the Papa Padromo barn is debuting today, first time as a gelding. So oftentimes you'll see a vast improvement in a horse that's gelded. It just makes them a little bit easier to work with in the morning. They might have some problems. They're just a little bit too aggressive. And so that's why they decide to geld them. And Cabo Spirit will be racing at that angle today. So that is the fifth race. Sixth race is 5 furlongs. This is a maiden special weight. Maiden fillies, 2 years old. This is a B-minus race for us. And we like a couple of horses in here. First-time starters. And so we'll see how our luck goes here. These are nicely bred horses. And, of course, Bob Baffert obviously has two horses in here. Both look like they're been working well in the morning. Well, what Bob Baffert horse doesn't work well in the morning? And if they're not working well in the morning, then they probably are automatic tosses. But anyway, Hernandez rides one, and then the other will be ridden by Flavian Giroux. And Fast and Shiny and Doing It the Hard Way. Both of them are working well, so it's kind of a grab bag as to which one to use. JJ Hernandez rides Doing It the Hard Way, and Giroux on Fast and Shiny, so they look pretty decent. Candy Carmel is a horse on the rail from Peter Miller, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse benefits from a start already. And you gotta sometimes be a little bit cautious, guys, with horses that are coming over from Los Al, because that is a total different track configuration. Some horses can transfer well from the Los Al to Del Mar, others don't. So, but Candy Carmel is definitely interesting. And then Get the Money, drawn outside at 5-1. Brian Corner is very good with first-time starters. He's a good trainer, especially with the youngsters. And Diego Herrera, who we're very fond of as well, gets the call in that. So the sixth race is a good opportunity race as well. The seventh race, a mile on the turf. This is an allowance optional claimer. Cowbreds, three-year-olds and upward. This is a B-rated race for us. And guys, I'm going to tell you that we really love a horse in here at a price. I don't think she's going to be, 20 or 30-1, but certainly probably not going to be the favorite. And this is a very strong play for us in the seventh here. And if you want in on it, horseracing-selections.com is where to go and get that. So we will be certainly and very, very anxiously awaiting the seventh race today. The eighth race is a B-minus race. It's a mile. Optional claimer, and we've got fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. It's a very interesting race to us, and again, this is a race that we will be placing a wager on. Can't tell you too much about this race because you'll figure it out, and we have to protect our paying clients. But we do like a horse in here quite a bit. But not the morning line favorite, by the way. Teddy's Barino is the morning line favorite at 5-2, which figures to certainly be in the thick of things. But again, we have a strong play in the eighth race. The ninth race, 5 furlongs. This is an allowance optional claimer. It's a B-plus race. And this is where today's free play comes in. And we're going with the rail horse here, Dancing Dana. Cutting back in distance, this horse has speed. Also tactical speed. He can make the running, or rather she can make the running, or she can lay just off the pace. And we pretty much have got a trip in our minds anyway that she's going to get. She's going to probably break second or third. Juan's going to angle her out, and she's going to make her run late through the lane, and that trip that we're envisioning Came on April 8th at Santa Anita when she was 6.5 down the turf. She laid second and then outkicked her rivals to win going away. So Dancing Dana is a pretty strong play for us as well in the ninth race, and we suggest you putting a couple of bucks however you want to, probably to win in place only. She's 7-2 in the morning line. I don't see her going up much higher than that. And also definitely use her strong in the exotics and in the pick six. The 10th race, 5.5 furlongs, the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. And this is for fillies, 2 years old. Guys, just because you see a feature race here and a fancy name, California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, don't get carried away, because none of these gals in here are world beaters by far. This is probably a glorified allowance race, allowance optional claimer, maybe, I dare say. But you've got an unbeaten filly, undefeated, unbeaten filly in here, absolutely zero. The morning line favorite at 8-5. Again, we made a 1-2-3 selection in this race because we have to. Are we going to be playing this race? Probably not. We're going to be watching, taking notes, taking trip notes, looking for future plays down the road. But we're going to probably not partake. And the 11th race is a mile on the turf, claiming for three-year-olds and upward. And this is a race, again, that we really can't get too involved with here. We like a couple of horses in here, and probably, I don't know, to be honest with you, we'll just have to see how the day's going right now. But as of right now, this is a race that we're not going to get too involved in, and we don't suggest that you do either, in all honesty. Wide open, but you know, this is the type of race, and I'm going to tell you, this is the type of race that you could see a $40 or $50 horse winning. So if you like something in here, let's say the 2-horse at 15-1, Alvaro, or 20-1, Portocall on the 2-horse, go ahead and throw a couple of bucks on them and get creative, you know? I mean, just because we don't like something doesn't mean that there's not opportunity and that there's not a decent betting opportunity. So keep that in mind. And hey, good luck with today's card. It's a good one. Lots of opportunity out there. We like a couple of pretty strong horses. If you want in on it, get in on it at horseracing-selections.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Sunday. I'm Eddie the Hat. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back with you on Wednesday with this week, or rather, Backstretch Talk, where we do the trip and trouble notes from this weekend. Good luck at the races today. Cash those tickets, and we'll be talking to you again soon.